Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, it's time for this.
Barstool Sports.
The Chive.
The Youngstown Vindicator.
Ooh. Is that only when they, like, talk about grudges that were hashed out or?
Squash this beef.
Yeah.
Youngstown? The Vindicator. Okay, I was like, how does Youngstown have to do with squash and beef?
They grow a lot of squash in Youngstown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't say squash and beef, Reggie. I said, never mind.
Is that a bad combination?
Yeah.
I've never had it. I have. Not like together.
What?
I've had a burger with squash as my side.
Is that before you banish burgers away?
You banish burgers. I am going to the void where the burgers and queso are.
It's in my universe.
Doesn't exist.
I've created it.
Steven Universe.
Okay.
Tonight's list comes from The Chive.
What?
Again, Kevin. Very shocked that you haven't caught on to this yet. Shower thoughts. Number one, parents worry about what their sons download and worry about what their daughters upload.
Oh, my gosh. Into their...
Grindr pages.
What?
What?
Well, how would a lady be on Grindr?
I don't know. What's Grindr?
What? For gay men.
How do you know that?
Man, because I live in the world. You didn't know what Grindr was? That's a lie. I don't understand how you're going to try to play that to embarrass me. I just know that. I'm not... Okay, I'm going to stop talking because I know how it goes from here. So I'm going to stop.
Do you?
I'm going to stop.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Look, my point wasn't that I was on Grindr. My point was that I knew what Grindr was. Wow. There's a difference. Because I'm a knowledgeable person who learns about all things.
That you're interested in?
No, I learn about many things I'm not interested in. That probably makes me sound dumber than anything else.
That's funny. I like it.
Oh, my God. Hate you guys. Apparently, I don't know how this show works.
Number two on tonight's list, the phrase, look at you, tends to have a positive connotation, while look at yourself tends to be critical and negative.
Oh, man. That is true.
You look at yourself.
Yeah. Never good. You look at yourself, you're doing great.
Look at
you. That's not how it goes.
Oh. Number three.
Number third.
How could you be out already on three?
No, hold on. Understand. Number three. 30 years ago, we switched from paper to plastic to save the trees and economy. Have we done that yet?
I mean, the economy, kind of.
But what about the trees? We're still saving the trees.
Trees are screwed. Then nobody cares.
From the 254. They didn't know what Grindr was.
Whatever. Bunch of liars.
From the 940, Chili's has a queso burger.
Well, because luckily we live in a universe where they can both still exist, but in my universe, it wasn't allowed to exist.
Number four on tonight's list of shower thoughts.
I want a queso burger now.
I do too.
Should we go to Chili's after this?
Nope.
Especially,
you
know how late it is.
That's
you
true.
Know what's happening. Text in right now if you know what happens at Chili's. 877-881-1053.
A real psychic would find a better use for their time than reading your fortune for $20.
Man, that's a really good point. God, that's a great
But point. You just want to believe something. You know, you're just like, but I want to believe you.
Yeah.
Here is my $20.
An hour.
Number five, brushing your teeth right before going to the dentist is the grown-up version of cramming for before a test.
Absolutely. Oh, have you been flossing? Yeah.
Yeah, can you tell?
I hate when they ask. You know I haven't been flossing, and I know I haven't been flossing, so why the pretense?
It's right after you say that you have that they jam that thing right into your cavity. You know, they're just like, oh, yeah, you've been flossing, you liar.
Plus, when they do the floss, they'll be like, oh, looks like there's some bleeding on the gums. And I was like, yeah, because you were trying to rip off the top to a jar the way you were flossing. They're like,
let's get it.
Speaking of, Kevin, today is National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr. Oh. Arg, matey. Make you walk the plank and get some of that booty.
Where do pirates keep their pickles?
Where?
In a jar.
Okay.
When pirates roll a window down, it's usually to a...
car.
A car.
All right.
Oh, dear God.
Even better.
Is this a new less good list?
How do pirates travel?
I don't know.
On a sailboat.
Oh.
On a sailboat, Kevin.
Okay. What are their favorite kinds of movies?
Rated R. Number six on tonight's list. December 13th, 2019 will be the 13th Friday, the 13th since 2013.
Ooh, can I just tell you another thing I hate real quick? Because it reminds me of this. I hate all those people who are like, we're getting married on 11, 12, 13. Oh, my God. Or we're getting married on 12, 12, 12. You're the worst.
That's so they can remember it. This is helping out the dude.
The worst.
Why are you holding this grudge from 2013?
Man, because my son asked me about that the other day. Because he knows I hate all kinds of nonsensical things. And he was like, what do you think about that? And I was like, ugh, the worst. I have a lot of hate inside of me. I think that's why I volunteer at My Possibilities. So I can find something constructive to do with all of my like negative energy, like go to a place that's nothing but positivity and see if they can fix me. They're doing pretty good, but you know, still some work to be done.
Number seven on tonight's list, humans hunt with tools. Animals have to hunt and kill with their face.
Oh God. Do you think you can kill things with your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I really wish you guys could have seen what he just
did. I've always wanted to bite a bear and just see what happens.
Well, you're going to die is what's going to happen, right?
Maybe not.
I'd like to see what happens when he bites a bear.
Because you know he's going to die.
Maybe the bear's like, I didn't expect that. I got to go.
Do you really? Hold on. Do you honestly think that's what's going to happen?
He looks at it and he goes, hey, boo-boo. Get it? Because it's a boo-boo on his arm. Or I bit him.
Oh, my God. This is the worst show on radio. I haven't said that in most recently enough.
We've been talking a lot of sports
lately, terrible.
Kevin. Look what happens when we bring the list
terrible.
Back.
I understand why we made changes. Good for you, Gavin. This is just intolerable.
New contract signed, though. So.
That's a good point. We're not going anywhere.
Number eight on tonight's list. If electric eels went extinct 1,000 years ago, we'd probably think they were just folklore.
Oh, that's true. Like, do you really believe there was a dodo?
No!
I don't.
I saw a cartoon that had a dodo in it, so yeah.
Man, I've seen cartoons with Thundercats. I've never seen a Thundercat in real life.
Man, I have.
Where does a pirate keep his buccaneers?
Where?
Under his bucking hat.
Worst show on radio.
Putting a book open face down to remember which page you're on is akin to using the entire planet Earth as a bookmark.
Did you say akin instead of akin?
Clay Aiken, American hero.
Bet nobody thought they were going to hear that tonight. You know who I think's an American hero? Clay Aiken. And Corey's like, yes! Guess what?
That was the name of his first album.
Why do you know that? Oh, you know the name of Clay Aiken's first album, but you've never heard of Grindr? Bull crap is what I say to that.
Hold on, was it his first album?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Again, worst show on radio.
If you want half a banana, you also don't want half a banana.
Isn't that right for anything? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I can't stop laughing.
That's the same for everything. That is so dumb.
While you're stuck in this giggle fit, I would like to report that Clay Aiken has not had nary a single album named American Hero.
See? So he just made that up? Where did you get that from?
And I'll have to tell you off air.
What? Just what?
I'll tell you off air. I can't
say it off air. What was that?
I Coley just
Reggie, I just want to alert you now. I'm going to be requesting you podcast this segment, please.
All right.
Number 11, it's amazing how many female singers dedicate entire songs to an ex to prove that they're over them.
God, ain't that the truth.
So over you, but I can't stop talking about you. Sex. Number 12, it is easier to accidentally create life than to accidentally bake a cake. I can't just stumble into a cake being made.
Oh, crap, we made it.
There's too many ingredients.
God.
How do you accidentally crack an egg?
Man, I couldn't help it. That egg looked so good, and I just spilled it all into the flour.
And then whisked it.
Yeah.
What is whisking it? Have to-
oh, my God. And then I shoved it right in the oven by accident. Plus, if you think about it, on the one way, if you forget to take it out, you make a baby. On the other way, you could set a fire. So,
or your oven could explode.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Losing an eye is one of the few things that's way worse the second time.
Oh, no. I could see that or not.
No matter how bad your attempt at breaking into a prison is, it'll work. Ah, that's stupid.
No, it's really not. Because well, you'll end up in prison.
Yeah.
Our main source of entertainment is looking at lights change color.
Like the TV?
Yeah.
Oh,
or
wow.
Fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Or Christmas lights.
I do like fireworks.
Who was that hot on TV? I just
Stay focused.
Procrastinating is all about enjoying the side quests of life while delaying the real mission at hand.
Yeah.
Since we have a continuous hole from mouth to butt, we're just a donut.
Or a straw.
See? It's one hole.
And you think about it, the other comparison is some people will suck out of both ends.
What?
We all make fun of Homer.
I mean, or?
A donut?
No.
We all make fun of Homer, yet he has a loving wife, kids, two cars, a nice house, and he just messes around at work.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
He's almost cheated on his wife numerous times, too.
But did he ever follow through?
Ooh. No.
When you meet new people in real life, you unlock more characters of your dream world.
Oh.
Like a video game when you have all those characters that are grayed out.
Wow.
Right.
Meeting new people is just ba-bing. Raiden wins. Number 20. This is the last one. Your inner child is actually the oldest part of you.
Whoa.
And that's tonight's list, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.